Is pasture insurance right for you? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Hoofbeat on Brownfield. University of Missouri Professor of Ag Economics Ray Massey says pasture, range, and forage insurance isn't like any other, and that means it may or may not be right for your farm. But to make that decision easier, they've developed an online tool to help producers decide if it's what they need.
It is based on rainfall that falls within a quarter degree by quarter degree latitude and longitude. It's about a 15 square mile area. It is not based on rainfall at an individual's farm. It's in that grid. And it's not based on the yield of their forage. So farmers are a little bit uncertain how to deal with it. So we developed a tool that allows them to understand the rainfall index that the risk management agency is using. And what happens is when a farmer signs up and tells us where his field is at that he wants to insure with pasture, range, and forage insurance, we will begin sending him a report that tells him this is what the National Weather Service said is your rainfall for that day. And we will accumulate it over the two-month period that they choose to insure their pasture, range, or forage on. And so it calculates that index as it goes along. Right now, what the risk management agency does and the crop insurance agencies that sell this is at the end of 2 months, they say you are or you are not within the insured range. And the farmer kind of says, well, I disagree with you, but they don't have any way of actually knowing why they disagree. So as we give them daily information with this tool, it allows them to see why the risk management agency using National Weather Service data is making their determination of they are or they are not due an indemnity.
Who should be looking at potentially purchasing pasture, range, and forage insurance?
Anybody that has pasture, range, or forage, which in Missouri it's usually either pasture or forage. We don't have much rangeland. But if you are grazing some of your grassland or if you're harvesting it for hay in any sort, you should consider it. 2012 was a prime example of how, with the drought, we were short of both hay and pasture. It paid out very well.
To access the PRF module, there's a link at our website, brownfieldagnews.com. You'll need to provide an email address, street address, and latitude and longitude for your farm. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News for America.